Antlers. First team to pop two wins $50 and takes control of the game. It's always fresh and never gamey. It's Double Dare.
You gotta pop. Oh, there we go.
There's one.
Red team has one balloon pop. They need one more. Pop them. Pop. Pop.
Oh.
Just one more, red team.
Sports Star edition of Double Dare, where players tackle tough trivia questions and a wacky obstacle course for a chance to win some cash and some super cool prizes. Hey y'all, I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and joining me, a man who's a total baller, the MVP of Double D, Mark Summer.
Oh, hey, nice to see you. Thank you so much. You know, Liza, since we have two athletes, I have a sports question for you, okay?
Yeah, give it to me.
Why do golfers wear two pairs of pants?
Oh, Lord, is this a dad joke?
Yeah.
Why do golfers wear two pairs of pants? I don't know, Mark, you tell me.
In case they get a hole in one.
I'm here all week, try the veal.
Mark Summers, everybody!
Thank you so much, yes.
That's my child I'm standing over there. All right, but enough about us, Mark. Let's meet our two teams. Up first in blue is snowboarding gold medal winner Chloe Kim, along with big-time fan Bella. Now, that's a lot of girl power over there, right? They're the board bombs! Give it up! How does it feel to be teaming up with Chloe Kim? She got the gold, girl.
It's really cool, and it's a fun experience to be able to have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got gold in your teeth. I like that girl you got
on.
Those are nice.
Thank
you. What makes you such a big fan of Chloe?
Well, it's just cool. It says she won the Olympic golden medal at only 17 years old, and that's really cool to have a partner who did that and be able to inspire me in many ways.
Yeah. Chloe, how does it feel to be an inspiration?
Oh my gosh, it's so special, you know, and I'm so excited to spend this day with her. We're gonna have so much fun. And yeah, I'm just out here to have a good time. Stoked to have a partner in crime.
So do you board too, Bella?
Yes, I do.
You do? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you think you and Chloe are gonna go on a little boarding session sometime?
Yeah, maybe.
We'll make it happen.
Now, next up, our opponent, two-time NBA All-Star Andre Drummond, along with super fan RJ. One is the star center of his basketball team. Andre is pretty good too, I guess. Now, their team, over your head. Give it up. RJ, what is it like to be here with Andre Drummond?
It's a dream come true. I've been looking up to him a long time. I'm a center, so I look at a lot of his moves. I copy them myself, implement them in my game. And I know he's a really famous guy, so he makes a lot of money. And I know tonight I'm about to make a lot of money just like him. So
that's right. There you go. Andre, how does it feel to be teaming up with such a smart boy?
Yeah, he knows a lot, obviously. You know, definitely honored to, you know, participate in this with RJ. You know, I watched the show as a kid, and be out here again to be a part of it is huge. So, we're going to win. Obviously, we got 50 points already, so we're going to win. So
50 points already and a bit of an advantage since you're pretty tall,
too,
right?
Too, so.
Let me just give you guys a little perspective. Hi. How you? My neck hurt. Hey, my neck still hurt. I'm going
to
go this way.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me jump back on my post. All right. Let's play some Double Dare. Y'all ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them for double the amount. But be careful because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. A lot of money. Then you can either answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys got it?
Sounds good.
Yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Team over your head. You guys won $50 in the toss-up challenge and control of the game. You ready for the first question?
Let's do it.
What actor who played Peter Quill in Guardians of the Galaxy once lived out of a van?
Chris Pratt?
That is correct! Chris Pratt! Hey, there we go! Hey, celebration dance. Chris, we're glad you're doing better now. Next question. Leggings that are designed to look like jeans are commonly known by what word?
Jeggings.
Oh, snap. That's correct. Another $50. Team over your head. You're at $150, still in control of the game. Next question. What's the name of the Salty Planters mascot who wears a top hat and a monocle while using a cane?
Mr. Peanuthead? Well, no, that's from Toy Story. Yeah, Dare,
though. Yeah, Dare.
Dare.
Dare. Now we're at $100. Boar bombs. What's the name of the Salty Planters mascot who wears a top hat and a monocle while using a cane?
Oh, okay. Can we get, like, a hint? Is it part of, like,
a
game?
A hint would be cheating, girl. Hang on, hang on. You cannot call a friend on this show. That's the wrong game show. Couple of seconds, board bombs.
Okay.
Hit me.
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Now we're at $200. What do you guys think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge. Come on over here.
Mr. Peanut, $200 at stake. Lead could change. Liza, what's this physical challenge?
Oh, hello, Michelle. Hello, how we doing? You looking good in that mug.
All right.
Come on over here, guys. Come on over here and get geared up. Now, let me explain this challenge to you guys. Now, as an athlete, you guys are familiar with protein shakes, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You drink one every day?
No.
You didn't drink one before the show, huh?
I did not do that.
All right, we'll see how they do then. One of you is going to get inside that mug. The other one is going to push it to all three stations over here to add the ingredients of a protein shake. Now, you have 20 seconds to add all three ingredients and then grab the straw and place it inside the mug. All right, who's in the mug?
He's in the mug.
You get in the mug?
Yeah.
Get your head in the game. Get your butt in the mug. You ready? Whoa. Oh, there we go. Oh, very nice. Andre's got a big head, so this might take a while. All right, guys. I'm going to come back here because I'm scared. I don't want to get messy. I don't drink protein. Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
Here we go. 20 seconds, three ingredients, one straw, $200 on the line. On your mark. Get set, go! All right, oh, we've got our first ingredient down. We have water. I don't know how to make a protein shake. Ooh. Second ingredient, we have our protein powder. With 13 seconds on the clock, we've got our last ingredient. Put the straw in, boom! We did it with 8 seconds to spare. Congratulations, guys, $200. Whoa, that was a big one. Good job, guys. We'll get you guys cleaned up.
Two, one,
yeah. Whoa! There we go. That was adorable. Come on back, guys. Come on back.
Oh my gosh.
Well, congratulations, team over your head. Man, RJ, you feeling jacked? Feeling yo. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys are in control still. And are you ready for your next question?
Let's do it.
All right. Here it is. A wise 900-year-old Jedi master, he was, trained Luke Skywalker. He did. Who is he?
Yoda.
That's correct! Yeah! Oh, and that sound means it's the end of round one. Right now, we have team over your head, with $400. Trailing behind them is board bombs with $0. But don't worry, y'all, because it's anybody's game. Round two is coming up next, and that's worth double the dollars. Right, Mark?
Oh, absolutely right. Did you know on a physical challenge, we could have a tie game just like that? Who's going to win? Who's going to that obstacle course? What do you think, Liza?
I got my money on both of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm Switzerland.
Politically incorrect. That's all right.
Politically correct.
Correct.
$50.
There you go.
There you go. Now, it all happens when we come back to Double Dare.
Right after.
Welcome back to round two of Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets control in round two. My board bombs, y'all don't want to bomb this one, okay? You get $100 in control of round two, and everything is worth double. So y'all trying to make some money, right? Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Okay. Now, team over your head, y'all feeling good?
Great.
Feeling like big boys?
Yeah.
All right, well, put your big boy pants on. Yeah. After you. All right. On your mark. Get set. Go!
These teams have to go head-to-head with their teammate and put on a giant pair of pants, shirt, and hands, and then pick up their stuffed animals and put them in their beds. First team to get all their stuffed animals put away wins $100 and control of round two. center. They need this money, and they need control of round two. Guys are still trying to get their pants on.
Get in.
I'm in.
Blue team, my girls got their big girl pants on. Now they're working on their shirt. Blue team, they got it. They're taking it. My red team is also putting their shirt on. He is reaching for his hands. He's about to give him the other hand.
Okay.
Come on, go that way.
Okay.
Blue team is also grabbing a hand. Red team has their first bet in. Blue team is getting their first bet in. Yes! Congratulations, red team! $100 in the bank. Congratulations, guys. Give me five. Give me five. There we go. Give me five. There we go. Whew. Come on back here, guys. Come on back here. Oh, congratulations, team, over your head. You put that shirt over your head. That was impressive. I didn't think you could fit in. Andre, thank you for letting us borrow your clothes for this challenge.
You're very not welcome.
I appreciate you. Now, what happened over here, board moms?
I'm so out of breath.
Are you out of breath? Are you an athlete?
Not during the summer.
She's got summers off. That's right. Well, you guys look good. Everybody, are we feeling good?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. I know my over your head is feeling good because they got $500 now and in control of round two. Everything is worth double. You guys got it?
Yep.
Do it.
All right. Here's your question. On the TV show The Office, what was the first name of Steve Carell's character?
Dare.
Now worth $200. On the TV show The Office, what was the first name of Steve Carell's character?
Michael.
Michael is correct. Board bombs. Back in control. $200 on their board. That's bomb. All right. $100 question for you guys. Stern mutation is better known as what common physical action?
Stern mutation?
Stern mutation.
Dare.
Now worth $200. Boys, stern mutation is better known as what common physical action?
Yeah, let's send that back.
Double dare.
Double dare. $400. Stern mutation is better known as what common physical action? What's it going to be, Blue Team? What's it going to be?
Yep.
We'll take the physical challenge.
Yeah, they will.
Come on over here.
The answer is achoo! Amazing! $400 up for stake right now. They could take the lead, the board bombs, for the first time.
Part of my contract was to always have one of these around for a friend. For a friend. Hi, Mark.
Come on over here, Mark.
Yes.
Show them how to use one of these since you're so familiar with it.
Well, yeah. This is called a plumber's helper, in case you didn't know. That's the proper, politically correct way to say it.
Awesome.
And so, ladies, one of you will have to take the ball off of here and keep it balanced. Mm-hmm. And the other person will be over here with the plunger. And you have to make the exchange so it doesn't fall. Because if it does fall, you got to go back. But if it stays on there, you get it in the bowl.
That's right. You see how my ball's balancing?
And then you put it in there. And then it's $400 could go to your team. And you guys could take the lead.
Take the lead with $600 on the board. Now, who's grabbing and who's dumping?
I'm grabbing.
You're dumping? Are you grabbing?
I'm taking the dump.
You're taking the dump. Now, go on over there, dumpy. There you go. All right, 30 seconds, one ball in the bowl, on your mark, get set, go!
Come on, ladies, you can do this. Get that ball.
Take it nice and steady, nice and steady. Oh!
Gotta get one.
A little bit. What happened?
Kinda.
But team over your head, you guys won the $400. You now have control of the game with $100 on the board. Feeling good?
Yeah.
You ready for your question?
Yeah.
Here it is. What rock band is known for such songs as Thunder, Believer, and Radioactive?
I think it's the Imagine Dragons. You think? What about that?
Big fan or fake fan?
Imagine Dragons?
Big fan. You got it. That's right. $100 now with $1,000. Next question. Which of these sports became an Olympic event in 1996? Was it basketball, mountain biking, or snowboarding?
No.
Couple of seconds. Team over your head.
No,
not a sports fan?
Not basketball. Mountain bike?
Yeah.
All right.
Couple more seconds, guys. What do you think?
Go ahead.
Came up with basketball.
Is incorrect. And since there was no dare, there's no money won. But that does mean board bombs are now in control. That sound means time is up. Now let's check the scores. Our team over your head, you all have $1,000 on the board. Our board bombs on your board is $200, which means congratulations to team over your head. You guys are our winner. Y'all get to keep that cash. Well, RJ gets to keep that cash. And you're headed to the obstacle course. Now, my board bombs, you all did an amazing job. Chloe, thank you so much for being here. Did you have fun on Double Dare?
I had so much fun.
Bella, you played such an amazing game today that we want to give you some awesome prizes backstage. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you guys.
Give it up for my board bombs. Now, Andre and RJ, you guys are going to the obstacle course. Y'all feeling ready?
Yeah.
Mark, are they feeling ready?
You know, I know Andre would have known 1992. That was the dream team. But in 1996, it was mountain biking. Coming up next, audience, it's the obstacle course. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Double Dare, where team over your head made it all the way to the obstacle course. How we feeling, guys?
Great.
Feeling good? We got our head in the game?
Yep. In the game.
That's right. We got our chin strap?
Nope. Oh, wait,
that's your beard.
That is my beard.
Yeah, that's your beard. Okay. Now, it's time to take on the world famous Double Dare obstacle course. You feeling good?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah, you are. All right. So you guys are going to switch off at each obstacle course, all right? And there's all 8 of them. Now, each one you finish by grabbing the flag. And when you grab the flag, you're also going to win some amazing prizes that Mark is going to tell you all about. Feeling good?
Yeah.
First up, we have the one-ton human hamster wheel. That's right. All you want to do is get in there, you giant hamsters, run in. You're going to fill the slime up past the number 6 line. The boxing glove is going to come down, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
A Yard Games gift card. Try tumbling timbers, yard pong, and more from Yard Games. The only rule is everyone can play.
Now, number 2 is the tank. It doesn't look that big next to Andre, but it is filled with cherry gelatin. Slosh your way through that, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
A Logitech gaming headset with surround sound. It's advanced gaming audio designed to play whenever you do.
All right, obstacle 3 is clogged. My bad, I did that. But what you want to do is take your hands, get in there, and try to find the flag. When you find the flag, you'll find yourself with this.
Get a fun new STEM project delivered to your door every month with an award-winning 6-month subscription from KiwiCo.
Obstacle 4 is brick wall breakout. You want to break out through the wall, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
Enjoy an action-packed extreme fun experience at Dave & Buster's with a $200 power card. Dave & Buster's, the most fun place to eat, drink, play, and watch.
All right, now obstacle 5 is pick it. That's right, you're going to pick it. Get all up in there, pick those boogers out, pick the flag out, and we'll give you one of these.
An X-Rocker gaming chair. X-Rocker, the number 1 brand of accessories and gaming chairs with built-in sound.
All right, number 6 is pop locking. You know how to pop lock?
Do you?
You will today. Now, you're going to go through these lockers. One of them has the flag. When you find the flag, you're going to find yourself with the hill.
A Swagtron electric fat bike. All the fun of a fat tire bike boosted by an amazing electric motor. Swagtron, ride beyond.
All right, next up is obstacle 7, the blue plate special. I know it's just a regular size pizza to you. But what you want to do is dig on through, flip over stuff, find that flag, and you're going to find yourself with this.
A Dremel DigiLab 3D printer. Turn your dreams into reality with Dremel 3D printers today.
Finally, it's obstacle 8. It's Mount St. Double Dare. That's right. That didn't scare you?
Nope.
It scares me every time. All right, if you guys are able to climb all the way up, grab the flag, before time expires, you're going to slide into a mountain of prizes, RJ, with this.
We're sending you to space camp. Train like an astronaut and experience NASA-inspired missions at the world-renowned space camp in Huntsville, Alabama. Good luck. Woo!
All right, boys, y'all have seen the obstacle course. Who's taking the first obstacle? All right, well, go on in there, you big hamster. There we go. Okay, I'm excited. 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go! Go, go, go! RJ is running as fast as a hamster has ever run before. He's almost up to slide number 6. Pops the glove, grab the flag, man! He's having the game, man, what you doing? No time to play. Hey, that was just a regular size spin for Andre. He's down to clog. He's down to clog. Get the flag. Go, 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 go.
Get the flag.
That was really close.
Special shots.
You, RJ, Andre, y'all went through all 8 obstacles in 60 seconds. I'm out of breath, Mori. How do you guys feel?
Slimy.
Slimy, you look like a booger.
High five.
High five. God. Y'all feel good?
Yeah.
Good. Well, Mark, tell him what he won.
He won it all. They got the Yard Games gift card, the gaming headset, the KiwiCoast subscription, the David Buster's power card, the gaming chair, the electric bicycle, 3D printer, and the trip to space.